Welcome back. Today we're doing something very, very 90s and very drum and bass, building a hook that's only three notes. And I mean it, three notes. No, just one more note. No secret fourth note because it felt empty. The whole point is to get that classic rave identity where the hook is more like a logo than a melody. It's short, hypnotic, and it cuts through a chaotic breakbeat without needing to be complicated. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a four-bar loop at around 174 BPM with a three-note motif, a punchy rave lead sound, and some easy variations so it evolves like a real DNB phrase. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Hook. Second, a track for drums, either audio or MIDI, whatever you're using for your break or drum rack. Third, a MIDI track for bass, and turn on a four-bar loop. We're going to build inside that loop like a little laboratory. Quick workflow tip: before we write anything in drum and bass, especially jungle-influenced stuff, it's often smarter to build the hook and drums together first, then make the bass support that rhythm. If you build a super active bass first, you tend to crowd the groove and the hook has nowhere to live. Now let's choose our three notes. To get rave-safe results fast, choose a minor key. A minor is perfect because it's simple to visualize and easy on the ears. F minor is also a classic, darker rave key, but let's start with a minor so the notes are super clear. Here are three proven three-note sets you can use. Option A is the classic minor triad vibe, A, C, and E, root, minor third, fifth, super stable. Option B is the jungle urgency one, and it's a cheat code in DNB, A, C, and G. That's root, minor third, flat seven. It has that tense, rolling, slightly rebellious flavor. Option C is more rave lift and it creates instant friction. A, B, and C. Root, second, minor third. That cluster Y feel can sound very hands in the air when you do it right. If you don't want to think too hard, choose option B. A, C, G. You will be shocked how often that works. And here's an Ableton beginner safety net. Drop a scale MIDI effect in front of your instrument, set it to a minor, and now you can experiment without falling into random wrong notes. It's not cheating, it's training wheels, and it helps you move faster. Next, we need a sound that actually reads through breaks. On the hook track, load a stock synth. Waveitable is perfect. For a quick rave lead, set oscillator 1 to a squarish wave, oscillator 2 to a saw, but lower in volume than osc 1. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Don't go crazy. Too wide too early will blur the hook when the drop gets dense. Go to the filter. Use a 24 dB low pass. Put the cutoff somewhere between about 2K and 6K to start. We'll automate it later, but you want it bright enough to speak without being painful. Then do the amp envelope. This is a big part of the rave stab illusion. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain low, maybe even close to zero. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. What you're making is a pluck stab, fast, punchy, and rhythmic. It's not a long pad. It's a hook that punches holes in the air between snares. If you don't have waveitable or you want a different flavor, you can use analog. Two saw oscillators, slight detuned, same short envelope. We'll add chorus later for that hooverish width. Now let's program the hook. Create a one-bar MIDI clip first. Don't write four bars immediately. Write one bar that feels good, then duplicate it and create a sentence out of it. Set your grid to 1/8 notes. We're using A, C, and G. Here's a starter rhythm that locks into DNB really well, because it answers the breakbeat instead of fighting it. In one bar, on beat 1, put as an 8th note. On the end of 1, put C as an 8th. Then leave beat 2 empty. On the end of 2, put G as an 8th. On beat 3, put as an 8th. On the end of 3, put C as an 8th. Leave beat 4 empty. And on the end of 4, put G as an 8th. So you get this call and response. A, C, G, A, C, G. With those rests, it breathes, and the breakbeat has room to do its thing. Now, teacher tip. Pick a home note, and treat it like home. That's usually your root, A. Put it on stable moments like beat 1, or right after a snare. Make it show up slightly more often, or make it slightly louder. The other two notes are your helpers. They create the question mark and the edge. Let's add some life with velocity. If every note is the same velocity, it's going to sound like a ringtone. In the MIDI clip, make your main hits around 90 to 110 velocity, and make a couple of the offbeats a bit lower, like 50 to 80. Even if you don't consciously hear it, your brain feels the groove more. And here's a huge rave hook secret: micro timing. Beginners quantize everything at 100% and then wonder why it feels stiff. Try nudging only the offbeat notes a few milliseconds late, so they lean back against the drums. In Ableton, you can temporarily ignore the grid and alt-drag notes, or adjust the note start values in the clip. Do it subtly. You're not trying to make it sloppy. You're trying to make it speak. Cool. Once one bar feels good, duplicate it out to four bars. Now we're going to make it sound like it belongs in the 90s. Add an effects chain on the hook track. First, EQ 8. High pass it somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Do not let the hook live in the sub lane. In DNB, the bass zone's roughly 30 to 120 Hz, and if your hook fights there, your drop will never feel clean. If it's harsh, dip a little around 2.5k to 4.5k. Just small moves. Next, auto filter. Set it to low pass. This is your classic open up into the drop energy control. Automate the cutoff between about 800 Hz and 4K Hz across phrases. Add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, so it has that peaky rave bite. You can also use a tiny amount of envelope for extra pluck, and if you want movement, a very subtle LFO, slow rate, low amount. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip, or turn on soft clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. This is not just for distortion, it's for presence. Saturation helps the hook stay audible when the drums and bass get loud, especially on small speakers. Then chorus ensemble, but use it lightly. The goal is 1994 shimmer, not a trance wash. If it gets blurry, back it off. Then add reverb. Hybrid reverb or the basic reverb is fine. Use a short or medium plate. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. And very important, filter the reverb so it doesn't add mud. High pass the reverb, low pass the reverb, keep it out of the extremes. Optionally add simple delay, sync to 1/8 or 1/4 notes, low feedback like 15 to 30%, and filter it so it stays out of the way. Here's the mix reality check. Hooks sound big when they're mid-range focused and controlled, not when they're huge and wet. Leave the sub lane clean, let the drums stay sharp. Now, lock it to the drums. On your drums track, get a breakbeat going. It can be an Amen-style loop, or any jungle-ish break, or a modern DNB break. Play drums and hook together. Listen for the hook bouncing with the snare. The snare is the anchor in jungle and DNB. A really reliable rule is, place at least one of your hook notes right after the snare hits, like it's answering it, instead of always landing on top of the snare. That call and response is a big part of the rolling feel. Do a quick test. Mute the bass and listen to drums plus hook only. If it grooves with just those two, you're winning. If it feels like the hook is floating above the drums, change the rhythm before you change the sound. Now let's talk variation, because this is where three notes turn into a real arrangement. Rule: we're not adding notes. We're changing rhythm, octave, and processing. Here are a few easy, high-impact variations across your four-bar loop. Octave pop. Every fourth bar, take the last note, that G, and move it up one octave plus 12 semitones. It's the same pitch class, but it feels like an energy lift. Rhythm switch. In bar 4, instead of the last eighth note, turn it into two 16th notes, same pitch. Just a little burst. That tiny change can make the loop feel like it's going somewhere. Filter phrasing. Keep bars 1 and 2 a little more closed, then open up bars 3 and 4. That's your built-in rise without needing a new melody. Stop time trick. Remove the first note of bar 4 so there's a hole. That gap before the loop resets can feel like a mini drop, especially right before a real drop. A more advanced variation that still uses the same three notes is permutation rotation. You rotate the order each bar. Bar 1 is ACG. Bar 2 becomes CGA. Bar 3 becomes GAC. Bar 4 back to ACG. Same notes, totally different sentence. And one of my favorites, a grace note illusion using only your three notes. Make a super short 1/32nd flick, like a tiny C leading into A, or G into C. It adds that rave chatter without changing the pitch set. As you make variations, do yourself a favor in Ableton. Duplicate clips and rename them. Hook A, hook A octave, hook B rhythm. Treat them like building blocks. Now, optional but extremely powerful, resampling for true 90s character. A lot of old-school rave flavor comes from the fact that sounds were printed to audio, sampled, resampled, and degraded slightly. So let's do that. Freeze the hook track, then flatten it. Now it's audio. Add redux, lightly. A small bit reduction, gentle downsample. The idea is a little crunchy and sampled, not destroyed. If you want extra bite, you can add drum bus even on a hook. Keep the drive small, and usually turn boom off for hooks. Boom is more for drums and bass weight. And here's another sound design trick if you want it to feel sample-like without flattening. Play utility at the top. Set width to 0 while you design, so it's mono and focused. Add a touch of saturation, maybe even cabinet very subtly for that boxy recorded tone. Then reintroduce stereo later with chorus, or put chorus on a return and high pass it so only the upper frequencies get widened. Before we wrap, let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. First, too many notes. Don't accidentally write a full melody. 3 notes means your creativity goes into rhythm and sound, not extra pitches. Second, hook fighting the bass. High pass the hook and keep it out of the sub region. This is non-negotiable. Third, over reverb. Fast breaks plus big reverb equals mod. Filter your reverb. Fourth, no rhythmic personality. If everything is straight eighth notes, same velocity, perfectly quantized, it'll feel stiff. And fifth, too wide. Heavy unison and chorus can sound impressive solo, but in a dense drop it turns to mosh. Keep your core hook readable in mono. Let's do a quick practice challenge you can knock out fast. Switch to F minor. Choose 3 notes. F, ab, eb. That's root, minor 3rd, flat 7. The same powerful shape. Write 2 1-bar patterns. Pattern 1. Mostly 8th notes with some rests. Pattern 2. Same notes, but add 1 16th note burst at the end of the bar. Then build an 8-bar phrase. Bars 1 to 4. Pattern 1. Filter slowly opening. Bars 5 to 8. Pattern 2. Filter more open, slightly more saturation. Then freeze and flatten, at a touch of redux. Listen back over a breakbeat. That's your 90s flavored hook study. Now recap. A 90s rave DNB hook can absolutely be 3 notes. The magic is rhythm, sound design, and arrangement variation. Start with a safe set like root, minor 3rd, flat 7. Use stock Ableton devices. Auto filter, saturator, chorus ensemble, reverb or delay, and optionally redux. And keep it rolling by changing octave, rhythm, velocity, and filter automation, not by adding more pitches. This audio version is shortened for playback.